It's Ryan Man coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos 2024 draft is in the books. And while some analysts out there are giving it a C, a D, some are giving it an F, I give it somewhere between an A and a B. I mean, the Broncos came out of it with a new quarterback, new projected starting quarterback, come out of it with his favorite wide receiver from the same school, and also pair a couple people from another school. Now, obviously, our first round pick, number 12, Bo Nix, new quarterback in Denver, projected to be the franchise guy, the starting quarterback. And with his experience in college, you think he's probably going to start day one. Now, I know some people are saying, no, it's going to be Stenum. They're going to let him kind of ease into it. I just don't see that personally. Reason being, he's already 24. He's already had years of experience. Usually those people can jump right in and be able to go ahead and start in the NFL, or at least have some success jumping right into the fire, so to speak. Plus, in the fourth round, or I should say we traded up to get back in the fourth round, we go get Troy Franklin, his number one receiver at Oregon, kind of on the small side, around 180 pounds, but blazing fast. It's all going to depend on how he transitions to the NFL in terms of getting off the line. But I like that. You draft the franchise quarterback, go get him his favorite target in college. We've seen it work before. Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow, situations like that. We have seen it work really well and translate to the NFL. And then Utah. Now, Sean Payton and George Payton both said it was a coincidence. We took two from Utah as well. Jonah Ellis, the edge rusher. Now, everything I read on this guy is definitely top of the line. Some people didn't think he should have dropped to the third round. My uncle actually used to see him play in college. Thinks pretty highly of him. Everything I got from him anyways via some text messages after the draft. And we also went and got Devon Vell, a wide receiver from Utah as well. Now, not quite sure what he'll do. He was a seventh-round pick, someone the Broncos liked. The thing I thought that was interesting is they said, you know, sometimes you have to go on your board, pick the best player. There's decisions to be made. They said this draft was very smooth because everyone they wanted was still there basically when they got to their pick. And that's a rarity. Now, I know organizations have to say certain things. We got our guy, all that kind of stuff. But just the way they expressed how smooth the draft went this year, you got to think in some ways they got their guys. Now, the Broncos knew they weren't going to get up into the first or second spot. Bo Nix was their next highest rated quarterback. And some people say, okay, well, the sixth quarterback taken or whatever basically ends up being a journeyman, doesn't end up working out. Well, I don't see it that way. You look at Lamar Jackson. He was one of the last quarterbacks taken in his draft, and look what he's done compared to some other people in that draft class. Brock Purdy, obviously, from when he was drafted. Several quarterbacks from that draft are either on their next team. Journeyman right now, haven't worked out as a starter. So I don't put much stock into, hey, this guy was drafted first overall. This guy was drafted second overall. I just don't. I still think Caleb Williams probably going to be a bust. I know I'm on the low side of that in terms of thinking that. I just still, his demeanor draft night and everything, I just don't think he's going to be all that for the Bears, at least not right away. I think there's some arrogance there. And we'll see what happens with him. But I look at him, just based on his attitude, I wasn't too excited to get him. And then you have to go to the next guy in the draft. The next guy, Jaden Daniels. Now, he might have been a good quarterback. I actually liked him way more than Caleb Williams. And I think he would have been a very good quarterback. Would he have fit in Sean Payton's system? Who knows? But we knew we weren't going to get either one of those two. I think out of Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels will have the most success at first. And then there was Drake May that was drafted. You know, he kind of seemed like his time in college. I kind of stutter there just because you either loved what you saw or you didn't. Some people thought he would be possibly one of these flash players that looked great in college, just couldn't translate to the NFL in terms of the type of offenses run in the NFL and everything. So we'll see. Patriots, obviously, were the team that was talked about getting him. They ended up taking him. And then, of course, you go down to J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr. was a big surprise at 8 for the Falcons, considering they signed Kirk Cousins. I don't think Penix was a fit in Denver. I know they liked him. And then J.J. McCarthy that was taken by Minnesota. Same thing. there's just something about J.J. McCarthy's tape when you watch it. I don't know. He just doesn't seem, in terms of stature, to kind of fit the NFL mold for a quarterback. Maybe I'm wrong on that. We'll see. I wish him all the best in Minnesota. I always kind of root for the Michigan guy, so would not have a problem seeing him do well in Michigan. But the only reason I mention all these quarterbacks is the more I started watching, I liked Bo Nix. I liked that he seemed to run a pro-style offense. I liked that he seemed to... Now, his offense obviously had a lot of screens, a lot of checkdowns, everything like that, but he could throw it downfield when he was asked to. The other thing I liked is after he was drafted, there was the conversation. George Payton, Sean Payton said they sent him a bunch of material the night before, almost designed to make you fail in certain areas, and he pretty much nailed everything. And then the throwing session was great as well. He reminds a lot of people of a young Drew Brees, and he can fit in Sean Payton's system like a Drew Brees. And the more I kept watching, like I said, anyone listens to this podcast, I predicted Bo Nix, in part because of where we were drafting in the NFL draft, and in part because of what would fit Sean Payton. Now, a lot of people think we'd reach for Bo Nix, and then we could have moved back, gotten some more draft picks. Yeah, you know what, though? Sean Payton has lived that. So, he was going to draft Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City moved up, took Patrick Mahomes right before Sean Payton could take him. Now, the Raiders were picking right after the Broncos. You really want to take that risk that the Broncos trade back and the Raiders don't grab Bo Nix? Now, he didn't seem to be on their radar, but Michael Penix Jr. was not on the Falcons' radar, according to almost every other team you talk to in the NFL. So I'm not a big fan of, well, you took him too early and, you know, reach for him, all this. You know what? If you know it's the player you want, especially the most important position in sports and football, the quarterback position, you got to take him. So I don't see it as a reach. I don't see it as a reach. I'm excited. His demeanor seems like he's really going to fit in well in Denver. And time will tell. My prediction is he starts the regular season for the Broncos. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but that's my prediction. So there's kind of going over the quarterback and my thoughts on us taking Bo Nix. A couple other people we took in the draft. Audric Esteem, running back out of Notre Dame. Again, a guy that a lot of people projected was going to go higher. We got him in the fifth round. Another bruiser to go with Javonte Williams, Pirine, McLaughlin. I mean, it's going to be a pretty dynamic backfield if we can get that running game going. So I really like that pick as well. And then Chris Abrams-Drain out of Missouri. A fifth-round pick, but again, someone the Broncos really liked and coveted, and we ended up getting him. And he already seems to have the right attitude, talking about learning from PS2 and everything. And then the final pick, Nick Garuglio from South Carolina. I know I'm going to butcher that last name. I think it's good to get another center into camp. Obviously, we lost Cushenberry. We're going to have a different center starting this year. Good to have some competition there, so I definitely don't mind that either. And really, you look at it, okay, we had a total of 7 players picked. We had some good picks, a good amount of picks, not a huge amount of picks, but I really felt like the Broncos went for quality and not necessarily need, but if the person fit in the scheme. I feel like this whole draft speaks that they picked people that fit into Sean Payton's scheme. That's how it felt while they were drafting. That's how it felt as we continued on through the draft throughout the weekend. And I am personally excited to see what this group is going to do. I really am. I'm excited for Bo Nix. I really hope, you know, obviously Broncos country, we keep hoping that next guy is that guy. Now, there is something interesting I heard after the draft for people that argue the Bo Nix pick. Well, do you like the Broncos taking Bo Nix and Sean Payton's offense or another year of Russell Wilson? And I didn't get many another years of Russell Wilson. Even people that maybe were saying that before the draft, now that he has Bo Nix, I am not hearing that anymore. And Bo Nix gets the ball out quick. Not going to be this running around where you can go ahead and make the memes and all that kind of stuff where Russell Wilson's running around. There's like 2 receivers running across the middle wide open. You're not going to get that with Bo Nix. He's going to get the ball out quick. Sure, does he have to learn some other defensive schemes? Is it going to be a growing situation for him? Absolutely. I'm not saying he's going to step in there and just light the world on fire, but then again, he might. We've seen situations like that where quarterbacks come in year one and they go ahead and take the NFL by storm. So we'll see what happens. But I am very happy with this Denver Broncos draft class. Very happy. I think we hit on a lot of individuals. A lot of times I look at the draft picks we pick and I go, okay, well, yeah, you know what? Everyone rounds 1 through 4. Probably going to make the team. The other ones, we'll see what happens. Just my initial feelings is I think everybody out of this draft class will make the roster. Just my initial feelings on it. We will see. We will see. I mean, we have some other free agents. We've already signed people that didn't get drafted that seemed to already be favorites to make the roster for the Broncos. But I like the draft class. I like the focus on the draft class. And go ahead and let the analysts give us D's and F's and C's. We'll see what happens. You know, how many times have we seen these analysts give A's on certain drafts and F's on other ones, and you find out it's basically flipped after a couple of years? And my opinion, I think it's A draft, B draft, somewhere in there, and time will tell. But I am excited. Fans I've talked to, relatives I've texted that are Broncos fans, friends I've texted that are Broncos fans, they all seem to be rejuvenated a little bit with this draft class because they feel the Broncos hit on it. I feel like they hit on it as well. And it gives me a little more excitement for the 2024 season. It doesn't feel like a rebuild anymore, does it? It really doesn't. Considering how strategic we were in picking up free agents, we didn't do anything flashy. We did more about what fits with what we're trying to do. And speaking of that, I better not forget this, because you kind of have to consider him part of our draft class. John Franklin Myers, we traded with the Jets. Traded picks to go ahead and get him, and then we gave him a new two-year deal when he got here. So essentially, we got a starting edge rusher, someone that can actually rotate on the inside as well, to be on the defensive line. And obviously, that was a big area of need. We needed a better rotation there. We needed to be better against the run. And you kind of got to look at everything we've done this offseason, and really, John Franklin Myers bringing him in is probably the icing on the cake that we did what we needed to kind of solidify that. Again, not a huge move in terms of news unless you're paying attention to the Jets or the Broncos. I mean, it did make a few of the news stations and everything, but something very strategic, someone that can come in and start day one for us on the defensive line. Pretty awesome. I just like the moves we made. I like the strategy that we had this year, and it really gives me a ton of optimism. I mean, I'm always optimistic when it comes to the Broncos anyways, but I just feel that way with this draft class, where anyone that listens to this podcast, there have been prior years, I've talked about the draft, and it's more of a, well, we'll see, and oh, I think this will be okay. We'll see how many stay on the roster. No, this year I actually feel that everyone will make the roster that was drafted. But then again, time will tell. And that's why it's fun for people like me and people like the analysts out there and stuff like that to make our predictions, because it's fun to look back and see, okay, who was actually right? Who was in the wheelhouse in terms of getting the prediction right? Well, time will tell. But man, I look forward to the offseason programs, hearing how these players are developing, and let's see what we can go ahead and do coming in the 2024 season. And really, some areas of need, like I said, you look at the roster right now, we really seem to plug a lot of those areas quietly in the offseason, strategically. The draft kind of being the last piece, and we seem to have done it. So I am on the optimistic train. Let's see what we can do moving forward. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter, or as they like to call it now, X, at DDCR_BCB. Or on TikTok at DDCR_BCB.